trying to be honest with God in prayer, and it was probably something about this, because there was a point in Bel Air when, you know, the church was growing and our house was used 5 days a week and people were coming in and out of every door, and I had thought a lot about identifying with our people, and Lou and I had talked about going to the mission field, and we had decided that we would identify with the people. If we were in Africa, we would try to live as much like the people as they did. So when things got a little bit sticky and too much in Bel Air, I found myself thinking, hey, Lord, wait a minute. Remember, I said that I'd identify in Africa. How about sending me a maid? All my neighbors have maids. And I really think I thought he was going to send me one. But he never did that. But he gave me something so much better in an attitude of just realizing that with him I could and without him I couldn't. Just
and impossible. So you must have called on him like every minute.
Oh, like, help, Lord. Every day was a crisis. But he's always there right in the midst of those things, and that's the wonderful thing about this walk with God.
You know, it reminds me of the passage from Luke. Now as they went on their way, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went to him and she said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. That's sort of like telling the Lord that you needed a maid, right?
Right.
But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, but shall not be taken away from her.
That's it. An attitude. And an ever-present Christ is something you have all the time. Maids come and go, right? This is what I hear.
And pressured times come and go, too.
Right.